The Osgood Files, sponsored by Cassidy Turley, where excellence starts with market knowledge and ends with client success. Discover excellence in commercial real estate. Discover Cassidy Turley. This is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood. The issue of climate change has suddenly become a little more urgent, hasn't it? When it happened to New Orleans, a lot of people seemed to say, well, that's what you get for building a city below sea level. But now it's happened to lower Manhattan. We now know that New York's existential margin of error, the difference between it being a viable city and a disaster area, is about 13 feet. And since we're clearly not going to change our greenhouse gas habits anytime soon, it's got some people looking at a plan B. More after this from Charlie. A few years ago, as it became clear that most people were unwilling to do anything substantial about climate change, a number of scientists started to look at ways of attacking climate change without jerking the economy around and requiring personal sacrifices. One idea being studied in England would involve a huge balloon, like the one that supersonic skyjumper Felix Baumgartner used last month. Only this balloon would be V-shaped and would be tethered by a 15-mile-long hose. And this hose would spray microscopic chemical particles into the atmosphere to reflect sunlight back into space and cool the Earth below.
You could put sulfuric acid particles, sulfates, into the upper atmosphere where they'd reflect away sunlight and cool the planet. And I know for certain that that will work. And the reason is it's been done.
It's been done by volcanoes. Environmental scientist David Keith gave a TED talk a few years ago pointing out that volcanoes like Mount St. Helens and Mount Pinatubo can have an immediate cooling effect.
It's fast.
There was a plan to test the idea this year, but it's been canceled. Too many unknowns. But something's got to give. Dr. Matthew Watson is one of the scientists on the project.
You know, I hate to say it, but the less and less heed we pay to climate change and the vacuum that is American politics around that particular topic is pretty scary, the more likely it becomes.
And in the meantime, New York's margin of error remains at 13 feet. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.